This is Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
Could you introduce yourself?
I'm happy to be here today. My name is Ricky Hernandez.
Ricky, what brought you to Tucson?
I was born in Tucson, but I only spent the few days in the hospital there. And I grew up on the border in Nogales, basically until I went off to college. My trajectory in Tucson was school. It was always something that was part of what I wanted to do, part of something that my family wanted me to do for sure. And I was encouraged and supported to do so. And I'm very thankful for the experience of having to be in Tucson, first as a very young student who was kind of taking on the world, even though it was, for some people, it is just quote unquote Tucson. But for me, it was an incredibly new experience. I think this is now 21 years later, and I'm still in Tucson now as a professional working at my alma mater at the University of Arizona.
How do you describe your identity?
In my social media profiles, I talk about being a dad, being a husband, being a public servant, and being an avid learner. Really, those four words for me have been kind of the descriptors of how I identify myself as a person, and I feel like they're all encompassing, no matter how you look at it. Now being the father of two children, I mean, that for me is singularly the most important role that I have, raising two strong young second generation Latinos in Tucson. As somebody who has found a partner, found somebody to make some memories in what is now my adoptive home, for somebody, my wife grew up in Tucson. She is a native. And so for her to be able to kind of share the experiences that she and her family had with me has definitely livened and brightened my life. I'm an avid public servant. And it sounds strange to do that, to say that, rather that you really are looking forward to providing public service. But, you know, as I was describing to a friend not too long ago, I mean, this is now my 17th year working in public service in Tucson, first working for students in the K-12 system and now working at the university. That has always been part of my identity. You know, even my educational background, having a master's degree in public administration is something that I looked forward to doing and I continue to look forward to do. I mean, I hope I still have a long career ahead of me. And being an avid learner, I mean, that for me is kind of the umbrella term. It's not just about reading books and watching TV or listening to podcasts, but it's also about people I surround myself with, who I identify, friends and acquaintances that I've gotten to meet along the way when I was younger and now as I'm older. People will tell you and they will describe me as the kind of person that they go to ask questions. You know, the ask Ricky, he knows kind of mentality goes with it. And that's part of my identity and being just somebody who appreciates knowledge for the sake of learning, for the sake of broadening my horizons and knowing more.
I know that you describe, in a certain way, how your identity integrates itself into the Tucson community. Would you like to add something else?
Obviously, I'm a Tucsonan. I have respect for the community that I am now a part of. I've connected with grassroots efforts that are here to support, you know, our community, be they educational charities or community-based organizations, and providing support to them because I care about what happens in my community and I care about what happens to the people in it. Growing up in a small town, those were the roots of how I started, is knowing that we had need in my small community. And I took kind of that sense of responsibility now as an able-bodied professional and adult to really provide and give back to my community, because it's important not just for me, but for the fact that in the long term, I mean, my kids, you know, will call this home and they will, you know, if they leave, they will come back. They will have roots in what is Tucson. I am, like I said, a Tucsonan by choice, but I am, for the most part, a Nogalense by birth.
Thank you, Ricky, for being our special guest tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the time. I appreciate your questions.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host and content creator, Dr. Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Nenny G. If you would like to be featured in this show, please write us at TucsonID@gmail.com. Until next time, follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.